This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@FarmersEdge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
Export sales are looking good ahead of the quarterly grain stocks report that will be released next Monday. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales were especially great in the latest data.
Very good sales, almost 750,000 tons for old crop corn, 741,000. We had 306,000 tons for the new crop. Soybeans came in 403,000 tons for old crop and 156,000 for new crop. New crop sales still remain a little bit of a concern. We're still behind on where we normally be at this point, but the big window for those sales is coming up. Basically, we'll start to get those sales here in July, and then they ramp up August, September, October, and maybe even into November on the corn side of things. We just continue to blow the doors off the old crop sales, and should see some adjustments to the balance sheet on the next WASDE report on July 11th.
McBride said soybeans also looked good this week.
We continue to just kind of plod along with the soybeans. We're not deviating from what the goal is or what the necessary sales per week is to reach that goal. So at this point, we don't think that the USDA necessarily needs to make any adjustments to that old crop balance sheet, at least when it comes to exports. So there shouldn't be anything to get worried about. If we miss on based off of what the goal is, it's going to be close.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.